You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, folks, things are going to be a little different this weekend. We go into the Caesars Superdome to take on the New York Giants as favorites. And here to talk to us about it is Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. No, yeah, it's different feeling, I guess, you know, from being, you know, they started last week 16.5-point underdogs to Buffalo to, you know, slight favorites over the Giants. I mean, it's kind of crazy, you know, because they probably played one of their best games in many areas against Buffalo being, you know, almost three touchdown dogs. So you don't put a ton of stock in it, but typically, you know, I will say this, I don't gamble, but the people in Vegas, they have those jobs for a reason.
Yep.
You know, week in and week out, you look around and you go, well, they're gone. That was pretty close. But sometimes they get it totally wrong. But this is it's a big one. And I mean, they're all big. You played your first four. You knew the first four were going to be difficult. You knew going to Seattle and going to Buffalo was going to be difficult. And then you begin this stretch where it's the Giants and the Patriots and the Bears. They finally play a division game with the Buccaneers. So you've got to, you know, well, first of all, you got to get a W. I'm talking already, you know, Tampa at the end of the month, and you got to get that first one. And it needs to come this week. You cannot take anything for granted. I don't care if Jackson Dart's making a second start. You know, you go from Josh Allen, you know, Hall of Famer, to a guy making his second start who got his first win last week. And he and Spencer Rattler's numbers almost mirror each other. Jackson Dart completed 13 passes for 111 yards. 111. But he didn't throw an interception, and he ran it for 54. And Spencer threw it for 126 yards. Didn't throw an interception, and ran it for 49. So very, very similar. But, man, you got to – you know, Jackson Dart can hurt you with his feet as much as anything, and he did it last week, and that was a huge factor. He had the 54 yards running. He ran it 10 times, and he had a 39-yarder called back. So it was very close to a 100-yard rushing day had that play, you know, stood. So, man, you can't let that happen, and you got to – get in his face and make him uncomfortable, get him off his spot. But this is a big one. You're right.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, you saw the spread last week. I thought there were a number of things about last week that it was easy to be proud of their play. I thought they did well. You know, I thought Spencer Rattler hung in there. There were passes, again, that were dropped. That's disappointing. But, you know, he's still – you know, working hard. I think meeting some of the at least most of the expectations, I would think, of the coaching staff.
Yeah, he's making, you know, I think the best decisions. I think there's still some misconnections, right? And it's hard to put that all on Spencer, whether it's a misconnection behind. Did the receiver go too far? Did he run through the window? Is he not trying to lead him? But I think it's very impactful because it kills your yards after catch. The Saints have virtually no yards after catch. You look at Chris Olave. Chris Olave is in the top 10. He's got 26 receptions, but he's got like 1.9 yards after catch. That's a career low for him. So I agree. I think Spencer has been very efficient, but they've got to figure out a way to do more than move the chains. The Saints average 21 first downs a game. That's the sixth best in the NFL. 21 first downs. So you're moving it up and down the field, but you get into the red zone, and you know that's where you make your money. And this team has struggled in the red zone. They struggled last week in the red zone. And when you get down there, you've got to put it in the end zone. You can't settle for field goals. There were 2 of 4 in the red zone. And you goal to go, 1 of 2. You can get away with that sometimes, but mostly you can't. So I agree Spencer has been efficient, but they, as a team, man, you've got to do more than to move the chains. And I really think that running the football last week, 189 yards as a team between Alvin, Spencer, Kendre Miller was very balanced. Man, you do things like that, that opens up a lot of windows, and it doesn't put you in these third down and long situations where this team has struggled. Really, if it's third and short, the Saints are phenomenal. They're like 74% on third and short. And when I say third and short, that's kind of 1, 2, or 3. But when they go beyond that, if it's third and 4, 5, or 6, they're 4 of 17, 23%. Third and 7, 8, and 9, they're 4 of 11, 36%. Third and 10 plus, over 9. So you've got to be more efficient on these third downs, third, 4, 5, and 6. You've got to do a lot better than 23%. And so I you know, the Giants are not, you know, they're kind of struggle as far as stopping the run as well. They're 29th in the league stopping the run. The Buffalo Bills were 32nd, and the Saints took advantage. And so you got to stack it. You did 189. You got to stack, you know, rushing games like they did last week, and I think it makes a big difference when they...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do.
So did we lose an offensive lineman this week or no?
I think we're definitely Caesar's out.
He's out.
So the question is going to be
Penning.
Trevor Penning, who was limited yesterday, which is good. That's a sign in the right direction. And it's not the toe, it's an ankle. And so I think you'll see Torricelli Simpkins at guard, and Dylan Ray Dins has not been playing. So I think the key is to get Trevor back. You can replace one. So the Saints finally get everybody back, what, for the first time last week. They're starting a line. What would it last, a half? Now you're right back kind of where you were. So So if Penning can be limited or full today, that's a good sign, because I think Torsell Simpkins has been a pleasant surprise. I mean, sometimes you throw guys in there who maybe you weren't expecting. He got thrown in there in the preseason when Will Clapp went down, and he's been pretty versatile. And I think, you know, it appears he would be, you know, one of your guard positions, and hopefully Penning can be out there. But, yeah, you're not going to have Caesar. You're not going to have Chase Young again. That calf is just not responding. This will be the fifth week. And this is the guy, he can't challenge, you know, his toughness. He had neck surgery in 24 and came back and, you know, first day of training camp was out there. So he's not playing. You know, it's because he can't push off on that calf.
I guess it's fair to say that these teams are closely matched, so this is an important game where we have to tackle appropriately, right? I mean, we can't have these slip-ups, because that's where you really get hurt, both with Yak and, you know, and not being able to knock down halfbacks.
Yep, it's their explosive plays, and it's the first – you're right, it's back to the basics. It's back to the fundamentals of tackling. You'll see DBs or safeties flying at the tackler. Well, you know, maybe you hit him, maybe you don't. And then the second line is trying to pound the ball out. And meanwhile, the back or the receiver is gaining 7 or 8 more yards, right? So you're right. It's a swarm to the ball mentality. It's when this defense is at its best. Because you've got a lot of guys in your secondary that had big games with solo tackles. That doesn't, you know, unless it's a safety that's crept up to the line making a tackle for a loss, I don't want my quarterbacks and my safeties making solo tackles after receptions. They need to do a better job tackling early. I felt they really improved. I thought Jonas Sanker, he was on the Saints Hour this week, and you know, admittedly, the first, you know, quarter and a half, the tackling was just not where it needed to be. And they made some adjustments, and it was much better. He had the 3 PDs in the pick, but you're right. You know, you got a guy like Cam, you know, Sadabu, you know, you got a guy like him, you know, 5'11", 215. He's already carried it 48 times. He lives on yak yardage, right? He is going to just try to knock you over, and Saints can't let that happen. And same thing with Jackson Dart, because he runs behind Scataboo. And, you know, they're both rookies, but they don't feel like they, you know, Jackson didn't look like much of a rookie last week, and Cam's already played 4 games. So you feel like, you know, he's interesting to watch, but very tough to bring down. And he's fourth in rookies running backs as far as yards and points. He's already got 2 touchdowns. So he's a guy to watch for sure.
The Giants come in as 1-3, so they got that off their back, not having a win. They got that last weekend. The psyche of the team when you're looking for that first win, you know.
It's tough. You need some things to go your way, right? You need something. There's been no pivotal play early in games that they have been in that could have turned things around. You know, the Pete Werner, you know, interception last week, just a special teams, you know, if we just kind of erase week 3, because it's impossible to include that, but a big defensive play or a big special teams play that kind of turns the script around, as opposed to you've been in the fight and you have the football week 1 and week 2 with a chance to win or tie, and you had opportunities at the end of the first half against Buffalo to put it in the end zone, first and goal of the 3, and you don't even get points. Man, that'll come back to bite you. So you've got to take advantage and flip the script earlier so that you're not in that position in the fourth quarter. And it needs to be this week. It needs to be the – I'm sorry, Giants fans, you got your win.
Yeah, it's our turn.
That's right.
It's our turn. Yeah. And we need to make all of our field goals. Just leave it at that.
Yeah. Yep.
We cannot leave any opportunity on the field like that, for sure.
No, Blake made them last week, so that was the first game he's made all of his kicks. And keep it going, because he's just streaky. Kickers are all streaky.
Yep.
And, you know, so get it going in the right direction, but she has, and just keep it going.
Well, we will be listening on Sunday. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Let's bring it home, Mike.
You bet, Noel. Thank you, and we'll look forward to it on Sunday.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.